My guest at this time is Tom Cotton. He is the Republican nominee for the House of Representatives in Arkansas's 4th Congressional District. It's an open seat currently held by retiring Democrat Mike Ross. We want to talk to Mr. Cotton about his chances of picking up the seat, which he is favored to do, as well as what he sees as the one of the defining arguments in this campaign, the Republicans' defense of Medicare and their effort to repeal Obamacare. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg. I appreciate it.
Well, as I mentioned, Mike Ross has been the congressman, a Democrat from that district for a number of years. He's known as a so-called blue dog or moderate Democrat. Obviously, it's a seat that Republicans have targeted in the past, and now with redistricting and an open seat, you are the favorite. What are you telling voters in your district about why it's time to turn this seat red?
The voters in Arkansas, like so many voters around America, are just very disappointed in Barack Obama and his failure to lead over the last 4 years. You see that in the campaign. He doesn't have a record that he's defending, and he has no plans for the future. So we need to send someone to Washington to help either stand up to Barack Obama if he's reelected, or more likely, when Mitt Romney is reelected, to roll back the damage that's been caused by reforming our tax code to promote economic growth so companies can expand and hire, by getting the regulatory burdens off of our job creators, by repealing Obamacare and introducing real free market reforms in their health care system. That's what I've been campaigning on for 13 months, and I will for the next 2 months, and so far it looks like it's going to be successful.
You mentioned two of the biggest issues in this campaign, the fate of Obamacare as well as getting the nation's economy going again. Was there one particular policy that finally forced you, who has been in the military and then came back from Iraq, joined the private sector, to say it's time to go back into public service, this time politically? Was it the health care debate? Was it the debt? What was it?
There's no single catalyst, Greg. It's just an accumulation of policies that seem to always favor the government over the individual, seem to disrespect our constitutional tradition, and threaten a future with less opportunity, less prosperity, and therefore ultimately less freedom. And when the redistricting lines were drawn in Arkansas and my hometown was moved into the new district, I decided that I would step forward and try to serve my country again in a different capacity.
One of the things, of course, that conservatives will look at is that Republicans had the White House and, for the most part, the Congress for about 6 years, 2001 to 2007. And while certain things got done, they were not necessarily very happy with the level of spending and debt piled up, although we've certainly seen more debt since that time. What will you be doing if sent to Washington to make sure that Republicans don't get casual or complacent again?
Greg, that's absolutely true. The Republicans in the last decade in Congress didn't cover themselves in glory when it came to spending discipline. And certainly no one man or no one party is responsible for the $16 trillion debt that we face. But you're right that it has gotten worse and it has accelerated under Barack Obama. But we're now a party in the House of leaders like Paul Ryan. And I hope to become a part of that new generation of leadership who is focused on fiscal restraint, on serious solutions to problems like Medicare and pro-growth economic reform of our tax code and our regulatory structure, not some of the pork barrel spending that we saw in the last decade.
We're talking with Tom Cotton. He's the Republican candidate for the House in Arkansas's 4th Congressional District. Let's talk a little bit more about the health care debate. Now, Paul Ryan on Wednesday certainly talked about it quite a bit. He says that the president's health care plan raids Medicare to the tune of over $700 billion, and he says that he knows the difference between shoring it up and raiding it. It's going to be a tough debate, clearly, and entitlement debates are always sticky. We saw how quickly Social Security kind of fizzled when President Bush tried to bring that up. So how do you expect to go about this if, in fact, you get the election results you want this November?
Well, I think on the campaign trail, there's a couple of big differences. This year from past years, the Democrats have always demagogued Medicare, accusing Republicans of trying to take Medicare away from seniors. First, Obamacare. As you said, Obamacare readied the Medicare Trust Fund to the tune of $700 billion. It also imposed a new 15-member unelected bureaucracy that's going to ultimately ration services in Medicare. But the second big difference is that we have leaders like Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan at the national level, and I hope myself in my little corner of the world, who are willing to confront this challenge head on and tell voters that we have to reform Medicare to save it for this generation of seniors, but also for my generation as well. And I think, you know, you see in Congress some movement towards recognizing that on a bipartisan basis. The Paul Ryan plan is actually the Paul Ryan Ron Wyden plan, a fairly liberal senator from Oregon who recognizes that we have to save and strengthen Medicare by introducing free market choice for patients into that program.
Your opponent in this congressional race is a state senator named Gene Jeffress, and it's been noted online in various stories that he has considered opposition to the president's health care plan racist. He cited a story where someone he talked to used some very awful language to talk about the people she didn't want her tax dollars to help. But when it comes to the larger debate over this, there is still that argument, even from the higher-ups in the Democratic Party, that it's the least among us who are going to be helped by the president's health care plan. And so, therefore, you're at least, if not racist, you're certainly not necessarily all that sympathetic towards the poor. So how do you respond to that argument?
Well, Obamacare, like so many programs that liberals in Washington designed to help the poor or the struggling, actually end up hurting the people they're trying to help. If you look at Medicaid, individuals who are on Medicaid have some of the worst health outcomes of anyone in America. And it's not something that we should celebrate or that certainly that we should try to expand as Obamacare does. We should be trying to create an economy where those people can find a good, high-paying job with benefits they need to care for themselves and their families. So in the end, you know, having economic freedom where we can all make our own choices and all, you know, compete or let healthcare providers or any other business, you know, product or service compete for our consumer dollars the way that we all have prosperity and choice.
What do you want to hear from Mitt Romney tonight?
I think it's going to be a great speech. Paul Ryan gave a great speech last night. He'll make the case for the Republican Party's ideals of limited government, individual liberty, the free enterprise system, and personal responsibility, explaining why Barack Obama's policies have failed and the Republican vision for the next 4 years.
And finally, I'm sure you're confident that Romney Ryan will take Arkansas and its electoral votes. What about nationwide? Do you expect a big bump out of this convention and a victory in November, honestly?
You know, I'll leave for the pundits whether or not there's going to be a bump or whether it's big enough or not, but I am very confident about the ultimate victory in November in the only poll that matters of the American people. I think they recognize that the Obama administration has produced a smoking ruin of economic failure and that Romney Ryan is the ticket to lead them forward to prosperity and freedom in the future.
Well, Mr. Cotton, we'll certainly be watching your race as well as the presidential contest and so much more in November as we get a real clear picture of what Washington will look like come 2013. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Arkansas Republican congressional nominee Tom Cotton running in Arkansas's 4th Congressional District. It's an open seat. He is a strong favorite to pick up that seat for the Republicans. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WND.com.